This is Wisconsin High School Football Weekly. Coach interviews, key matchups, and all of the storylines from the gridiron. With your hosts, Travis Wilson and Justin Hall.
Week number 8 of the high school football season. Hello and welcome to High School Football Weekly. Along with Travis Wilson of Wisports.net, I'm Justin Hall. And Travis, just 2 more weeks to go before it's playoff time. Teams looking to get some conference championships the next 2 weeks, and more teams trying to work their way into the postseason, looking to become playoff eligible, guarantee their playoff spots. So many scenarios to talk about here in week 8 and week 9.
There are not only, like you said, conference titles in the balance and some that could be decided this week already. A lot of the focus is on the playoffs and what goes into teams becoming eligible or clinching playoff spots. An interesting thing this year, we have a number of traditional powers that are in a position where they might have to win out or at least split their last 2 games just to get into the playoffs. Some very interesting names that we maybe wouldn't have thought at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, we're going to dive into that coming up here in our next segment. But Travis, let's do a little playoff 101. I know it's a very complicated process if you really break it down, but give us the brief overview of how high school football teams make it to the postseason.
Well, we got a 25-minute show. We might be able to fit it in that, the long version. The short version, though, is that qualification for the playoffs in football is not guaranteed. Only 224 of roughly 407 teams will actually make it into the playoffs, and it is all based on your conference record. And at the end of the season, they look at your conference record. If you're over 500 in conference play, you're guaranteed to get in. If you finish at 500 in conference, then you're playoff eligible. And in the past, there were some teams that were playoff eligible that finished 500 that got left at home because there were too many teams that had that kind of a record. However, the past 3 or 4 years, every team that finished 500 in conference got in. And in fact, we had to go down and take teams that finished under 500 in conference play to make it into the playoffs the last couple seasons. And again, all based on your conference record. If you get in a situation where there are ties and, you know, there's 10 teams tied for the last spot, then you get into a number of confusing tiebreakers. My favorite is always conference record of defeated conference opponents, combined conference record of defeated conference opponents. That one will live in my nightmares, I think, forever, as I broke down the tiebreakers last year. But it is kind of a convoluted, difficult process to figure out. We try to make it as simple as possible on wisports.net. You can go there, check out our playoff report. And then that Friday night, the last Friday night of the season, follow along as we break down everything that's going on and also get out a projected playoff field, usually before the WIAA does. Again, just try to make it as simple as possible because it is pretty confusing.
And from there, it's still a process as well, as you have to put the teams in the 8-team groupings and then those coaches get together and decide the seeding. It's quite the time of year if you're a high school football fan. A lot of ways, Travis, it's like March Madness when you have all the bracket projections and trying to figure out what's happening. It's October Madness on the high school football field.
Yeah, it is. I was thinking about it today. That final night of the high school season, for me, is kind of like Christmas and tax day all at the same time. As I sit there and, you know, it's a great time of the year, but at the same time, I have to figure out all of the scenarios and tiebreakers and everything like that. Way more math than I ever wanted to have to put into this job, but it is a fun time of the year. It does have that little bit of March Madness feel these next couple weeks as teams scramble to make it into the playoffs.
Coming up on tonight's program, we'll check in with Spash head coach Pete McAdams a little bit later on. They're one of those teams that is playoff eligible, looking to take that next step and guarantee themselves a spot into the postseason. We are going to dive a little bit more into some team reports, some surprise teams, and what we're looking at here in Week 8 and Week 9. Travis will go over all that, and that's when we return. With Travis Wilson of Wisports.net, I'm Justin Hall. This is High School Football Weekly.
If an individual student athlete or team wins a high school state championship, it's an amazing thing.
And it goes in! It goes in!
It's also just the icing on the cake. That's because young people in Wisconsin who participate in education-based athletics are already winners. Studies show that win or lose, participation helps to impart skills they can use to enjoy greater success in other areas of their lives. School sports teach the benefits of teamwork, the value of self-motivation, and the importance of accountability. They also help to foster stronger work habits and higher levels of self-esteem. In other words, the true value of school sports can't be measured in terms of wins or losses. If an individual or team goes to state, it's an incredible accomplishment. But regardless of the outcome, today's student athletes are already destined to go far. School sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Back at it, our Week 8 edition of High School Football Weekly, along with Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hull, and Travis, we're talking some playoffs here tonight. Pete McAdams, head coach at Spats, will join us in the next segment. But let's talk about some of these teams that have been surprise teams this year, Travis. And I want to start with an unbeaten team in the Big Rivers Conference. Could be a showdown next week between them and Rice Lake, who was state runners-up last year in Division III. But Chippewa Falls has done a great job of resurrecting a program that was really down a few years back.
Yeah, Chuck Rakovich is a longtime head coach there at Chippewa Falls, but they had struggled a little bit the last few years. They have not been in the playoffs since 2010. They finished 1-6 in the Big Rivers Conference last year, but here they are heading into Week 8, a showdown with Menominee this week, by the way, and they're undefeated in conference and overall, and that's a bit of a surprise to see the Cardinals there undefeated, but again, a great job by them to get that thing turned around.
Well, Travis, a couple of programs in northeast Wisconsin that are trying to get back to the postseason, Appleton West and Green Bay East, a couple of teams that have had some success but a while ago, and each of these teams just one win away from embarking into the playoffs.
Yeah, Green Bay East has not been in the playoffs since 2007. They're 3-4 currently. They have a non-conference game in Week 8 and then close things out against Seymour in Week 9 at home. If they win that one, they are almost assured of getting into the postseason. Appleton West is 3-3 currently. They play Kaukauna and Wausau West the last 2 weeks. They need to split those games to get playoff eligible for the first time in the playoffs since 2004.
And by the way, one other note about that Bay Conference, if Green Bay East does get in, they would have 6 out of their 9 teams eligible for the postseason. Also in the Fox Valley, St. Mary Catholic, Travis, right on the doorstep.
No playoffs for them since 2002. They're 3-3 overall. Last year, they were 1-5. Moved to a new conference this year in that Big East. They have to get one more win to be eligible. Tough road, though. They play at Ozaukee and at Howard's Grove to close it out. And then the Kohler, Sheboygan Lutheran Christian Co-op. They had never made the playoffs as a co-op, and in fact, they had to drop their varsity program just a couple years ago. Kohler had not made the playoffs as a standalone program since 1999. They're 4-2, which means that they're playoff eligible already and likely to get in, can clinch with one more win in these last two games.
Right down the road, Sheboygan Falls, they're already in unbeaten here in week number 8.
And they are in for the first time since 2011.
Beloit Turner, 3-2 on the season, and this would be a long drought, Travis, if they can become playoff eligible.
Yeah, one of the longest playoff droughts in the state heading into this year. Last time, 1992. In the way that they got here to be playoff eligible so far, they beat Broadhead Judah last week, 44-43. First time they had beaten Broadhead Judah since 1991.
A couple more teams on your list here of surprise teams, Travis, that are in position to be playing in the postseason.
Well, Prairie Sheen's 3-0, and they've clinched their first playoff spot since 2010. They take on Lancaster this week in a big game. Both teams are undefeated in the SWC. You also have Madison East, who's looking to get in for the first time since 2004. They're 4-3 currently, close against Madison La Follette this week, and then at Sun Prairie next week. One win guarantees them in. Even if they go 0-2, there's still a shot that they could get in as one of those teams under 500.
Well, Travis, let's go to the other side of that equation and teams that I think you would have anticipated when the season started that would be in the postseason, but here they are in a spot where they need to have some work to do before getting into the postseason. And we'll start with a defending state champion in Somerset.
A team that we've talked about all year. They started 0-4 overall, got a couple conference wins. Now they sit 2-3. And they are, again, the defending D4 champion. They have to win their final two games at Amory and at Baldwin-Woodville just to get into the playoffs. Another defending state champ that's struggling, Wisconsin Lutheran. They're 3-2. They have to split against Slinger and West Bend West the final 2 weeks to get postseason eligible.
Wisconsin Lutheran and southeastern Wisconsin, that area cluttered with teams that are in this conversation, Travis.
How about the Classic 8 Conference, where one of these teams likely will get left home, Maguanago, Catholic Memorial, or Waukesha West? West, of course, was the runner-up in D2 last year. Catholic Memorial spent most of the first part of the season top-ranked in Division 3, and Maguanago went to Level 3 last season after sneaking into the playoffs, but might be an elimination game, if you will, between Catholic Memorial and Maguanago this weekend. Maguanago has to win their final two to get in against CMH and Kettle Moraine.
Travis, we've spent some time talking about the Valley Football Association South Division throughout the season here, just with some of the parity. And Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield, a couple of teams, 2-4, they need to win out and both have some tough games on the schedule.
They both play Fondy and Oshkosh North in rotating weeks. Wisconsin Rapids was the 2011 runner-up when Vince Beagle was a senior there. But they're 2-4 this year. They have not been back to the playoffs since that runner-up finish in 2011. Marshfield saw their streak of 18 consecutive playoff appearances snapped last year. They're also 2-4, and again, have to win their final two games just to get in.
And quickly here in the northwest part of the state, we talked about Chippewa Falls taking over the big rivers. That means Menominee and Hudson. Wow, what a year for Hudson on the surprise list in a not-so-good way.
Hudson is 0-6 and by far are the best winless team I have ever seen this late in the season. I think they'll get at least one more win the rest of the way. But, man, they went from being up, 3 touchdowns on Arrowhead to open the year to now being 0-6 and out of the playoffs for sure. Menominee is 3-2 in the league. They have to win one of their last two games to get in. They have Chippewa Falls this week, River Falls next week. Their 25-year playoff streak is on the line. That's the longest in the state currently.
Well, we mentioned before, Stevens Point eligible, looking for one more win to guarantee it. Pete McAdams is their head coach, and he'll join us when we return with Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Aldis. This is High School Football Week.